Da.
Fingernail.
We got tired cleaning them last night, so we decided we'd bring some of them home in ice.
Yeah, that's
where
you go.
Did you ever catch so many fish? You oh, excuse
no,
me.
No, go ahead. I was just making a little adjustment.
Did you ever catch so many fish until you didn't have anything to bring them home in? We had to borrow them.
I've never had that problem. Never have.
I have, but the way we used to catch them, though, you just had to catch your limit and come on home. You could fill your stringer up for about 20.
Well, Daddy, there isn't any limit anymore.
I know, ain't no limit no more.
That's what amazes me. Somebody asked me the other day if there was a limit to any species of fish.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was you.
Used to be.
Were you? Did
no,
you?
No. Used to be 20, I believe 20 of bream and 20 crappie. It's all you could bring away from up there, and you couldn't bring a crappie away from up there if you didn't measure 7 inches.
Well,
Oh, you mean you'd never heard of such thing as a limit on a certain fish?
I told you last year, I'm an amateur.
Oh.
It was the first time.
Yeah.
That. Danny, the water last night must have been absolutely perfect, the temperature of the water. It was just lukewarm, you know, from the sun, I guess. And there was just jillions of little fish going round and round these poles that have the lights on them. For out from Gooch's boat dock. But they looked like they were about this long. Were those crappie or what?
Could have been shad. Sound like shad.
Well, since we were catching so many crappie, those small ones, you know, I just figured maybe they were little crappie.
Could have been little crappie, but sound mighty like shad, sort of. The shad come top of water. And, hang around and go around, 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 around.
Uh-huh.
Dip your tail once in a while.
These, like I said, they were just like, they were just as thick as this, and they would come around like this and then come back around,
that's
you know.
That's shed. That's it. I've seen school of them before it hit that house. Just round and round, just make the water black. You see one nip that deep.
Uh-huh.
Of the water.
Uh-huh.
And that lake covered up in them.
Oh, it really is. Now, when we got up there yesterday afternoon, it was about 8 o'clock and before we went out. And two people had come in with a box this big, full of catfish and about this long, and bass that were that long. Beautiful bass. I wonder where they got those.
I don't know about them lily pads. And them catfish, what we used to catch.
I wonder what they were fishing with.
Well, them bass wasn't happy using plugs. But the catfish, now they could be using meat skins or something of the kind.
Uh-huh.
Cut bait. We used to catch the catfish over in that cut that goes across. Canal, you know, goes across that island into mm-hmm. the back of the lake open.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get in the mouth of that foot canal. We'd catch it with a wasp nest, young wasps. Just big old wasp nest. Pull them out and stick them on the hook. We'd catch a channel cat that long. Catch an ice box full of them. We'd come out of there with them, they'd cue us, braid people's trot lines. All that kind of stuff.
Well, now, another thing they had was a lot of brim I saw in there.
Yeah.
It was a mixture, really. Well, what were they, the same thing? They were fishing with the same thing for the brim?
No, they used a, more than that, use a fly rod. Or they could use a